op-ed pieces sprouted up in several newspapers. A 17-year-old can't run for president. He's wasting valuable resources on a pie-in-the-sky campaign. He's trivializing the process. Peter and I had waged a bet on how long it would take before we were visited by one of many government agencies. I won. It took less than 48 hours. The man introduced himself as Doug Graham, general counsel for the Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth's Office. He said he was concerned about my eligibility requirements. He flipped through his notebook like a cop. Non-party candidates need 10,000 signatures to run for president. You also need the signatures of 12 electors on your nomination papers. But most important, you don't meet the age requirement. I know, but after studying all the documents, it seems to me that I need to be 35 to serve, not to run. You need to be 35 to be on the ballot. That's where our office comes in. He explained that the Secretary of the Commonwealth's Office served as a watchdog over the election, and they couldn't allow my name to be listed. Peter's negotiation skills resurfaced as he argued with the guy point for point. I actually thought this might happen, I interrupted. There haven't been any precedents. Footnote. Precedent, president. Precedent, president. I love that. So I knew you'd be scurrying around trying to find a way to stop me from running. Not trying to stop you, just trying to follow the law. In that case, I'll be a write-in. He told me there were laws for write-in candidates, too, that they didn't even tally the results for a particular candidate unless he or she received more than 4% of the vote. 4% might sound insignificant, but that's more than 8 million votes. I don't care about my name on the ballot. I just want at least one candidate to be focused on solving problems instead of fundraising. He shook my hand and wished me luck. Peter and I moved to the next item on our agenda, finding a campaign headquarters. On one of his painting jobs, Peter had met a local businessman whose rundown theater was tied up in divorce proceedings with his wife. Its worn velvet seats, hardwood stage, and kitchen in the back made the theater ideal for our purposes. Footnote. My initial thought was to set up headquarters at my hole in the woods or as close to Walden Pond as we could get. I quickly nixed that plan when I realized I'd have absolutely nowhere left to go when I wanted to be alone.